Hi, everybody. Thanks for downloading the show. I really do appreciate it. Before we begin, I just want to remind DC people or people nearby DC that we have two more events this August, and they are both on Thursdays. The first one is August 13th, this Thursday, at the Looking Glass Lounge. We'll be doing Important Records again. It's our monthly DJ night where you just hang out in the basement with Looking Glass, hopefully play music you like. I don't know. It's a thing to do. Come hang out. It's free. Whatever. 2 weeks after that, August 27th, 8x8 returns to the Gibson Guitar Showroom. This is a show that we do sparingly. It's really great because it's this private space, and it's invite only, and if you're on the mailing list, you'll get the invite first, and there's a capacity, and we're always at capacity, and blah, 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 blah. It's not at Guitar Center. It's the Gibson Guitar Showroom, which is a very nice place where people that don't actually know how to play guitar are playing guitar. No, it's the opposite of that. It's nobody can come that's just from the street. That sounds weird. You have to be invited to come. So look out for an email for that. That's going to be on Thursday, August 27th. So that's it. Just two more shows in August, and then the regular schedule returns for September. So that's it. Without further ado, here is last Friday's show from the Wonderland Ballroom. This is with Baby Bri Bri playing is the house band, and he's fantastic. And he comes in around minute 40, so you're not going to want to miss him. After that, whatever, because he's in the whole show. Kevin Phillips, this is his last DC show, so he's on the show. Marcus Dowling comes on, and we talk way too much about wrestling, and it's great. And Allison Lane is the co-host, and she's great. And I would like to formally apologize to Ian Douglas Terry for blatantly stealing a catchphrase of his that I'm sure he stole from, like, 1990s WCW. So anyways, here's last Friday's show. It doesn't suck, and once again, thanks for downloading. I really appreciate it.
Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brennan Weatherby. You are inside of the Wonderland Ballroom and or listening at home, and that means a lot to me, and I'd like to thank you for doing that. You spent some sort of effort, especially the people in the room. You left your comfortable place of employment and or home. You decided to make it out here, even though it's a very nice night out, to come inside, and that means a lot to me, and that's not BS. I'm just incredibly grateful. I will do my best to make this show as good as a 25th viewing of Wayne's World on Netflix. Wayne's World is on Netflix, and you decided to leave your house. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's not a joke. When I go home, I'm going to watch Wayne's World and or Wayne's World 2. Wayne's World 2, not nearly as good. It's not a good movie. I love it. I love it so much. But I know that it's bad. I know that certain things are bad. I know that certain things are good. Here's the problem with this show. I watched The Last Daily Show, and it's fantastic. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. You don't need to clap for The Daily Show. He's not going to ever listen to this. I promise you. It's a fantastic show, and they entered it in the absolute, I think, perfect way, and better than Letterman, and I think The Late Show with David Letterman, once again, what a controversial statement, was a very good show. So I'm never going to be those guys, because the last Letterman he had on the Foo Fighters, and they played a song. And the last Daily Show, they had Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on it, and they played a show. But if I had to do a last show, I'd have, like, Local H play, and no one in here cares about that band. And they've already played the show twice. Like, that's not good. I've been doing this show as long as you used to be able to smoke in bars. That's how long Bush was in office when I started this show. I'm creating a loop. That's what I'm doing. I'm a 32-year-old man who's very happy in life, which is the worst thing you want to hear when someone's on stage. But I'm a 32-year-old man who's very happy in life, and I still look up to heroes. And I look up to both fictional and real-life heroes, and that's not working out at all. One hero thus far has proven to be perfect, and that's Mr. Rogers. And I've already talked enough about Mr. Rogers, so I don't want to talk about him. What I want to talk about is real fake life. I've been getting into WWE way too much. Way too much. I'd like to thank the people in the crowd saying woo in reference to Ric Flair and or his daughter, who is now in the WWE. That's not healthy. It's not healthy to like fake real things, and here's why. Even your fake real heroes let you down, right? Growing up, my favorite wrestler was the Ultimate Warrior. Now, he is a dirtbag of a human being. And what makes it even worse is he wasn't even a good wrestler. He wasn't even good at his job. His role was steroids. That's it. That was his. He did steroids and ran around and then told Hulk Hogan to do 9/11 in a WrestleMania promo. That's a fact. Look it up. So I got over the Warrior. I wasn't going to talk about this. He legally changed his name to Warrior, legally, so he could still make T-shirts and make money on his name. Because the WWE owns nearly every wrestler's name. No one's Seth Rollins is not named Seth. That's a fake name. You guys know that. John Cena isn't John Cena. Jesse is, but never mind. That's not the point. So I got over that. And then I like CM Punk. He's from Chicago. But then I'm like, he doesn't drink. That's not fun. I don't like him anymore. That's stupid. Handle a beer. Don't be a loser, okay? I was like, all right, who else can I like? I could like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He seems like an all right guy. Stone Cold, he likes drinking beer. Fucking shit up. I like fucking shit up. He smashes beers together and then sprays the crowd. He's a cool guy. Then I found out he beat his wife, so I can't like him anymore. I was like, all right, fine. Real American, Hulkamania, right? Hulk. Hulk Hogan, clean record. Terry, bad record. You can't like Terry anymore. He says things no one should say. Still like wrestling, can't get over it. But I like Mankind is my default favorite wrestler right now. Mankind is known for destroying his body because he has no real talent and donating all of his time to the Rape, Abused, Incest National Network like he did something bad. That's how they told him to, like, hey, you volunteered a little bit too much, Mankind. Cool it with this. His in-ring, his like pump-up music to go in the ring, Tori Amos. That's a fact. What did Mankind do in all of 2014? Wore a Santa Claus t-shirt every single day of the year. He did that. That's my default favorite. So I can't even like wrestling anymore. I was like, all right, I'm from Chicago. My favorite team is Chicago Blackhawks. They're a dynasty. This can't possibly go wrong. Yesterday, Patrick Kane found out he's under investigation for sexual assault. That's not cool, Patrick Kane. Now I can't even like the black. This isn't like, woe is me. I can't like sports because this guy's raping. No. Here's the thing. Get over it, people that like sports, that's me included. If your team is a piece of shit, you don't get to like that team anymore unless you want to be associated with that piece of shit. It's really simple. For example, I grew up the biggest Chicago Cubs fan possible. My wife's first words were, go Cubs, go. That's not a joke. The first time I got my mouth washed out with soap was when opening day 1990, because Jerome Walton didn't get a base hit to save the game in the ninth, and I screamed fuck and threw my hat at the wall. The Chicago Cubs are not a team I enjoy anymore because the owners of the Chicago Cubs just donated $5 million to Scott Walker's campaign. Don't offer Scott Walker. He's not electable. That's not the point. The point is, even if you're rooting for the villain, you're not even picking the right villain. You should pick the guy that's going to win. Be a heel. Just know who. That's what's so frustrating about this whole sports thing. So now I can't even like sports. I'm just reverting to Nirvana every single day. I'm holding a pin, and I'm going to put it on my lapel right now because I'm a class act. And I got this pin the same year I got a Chicago Blackhawks pin. It says Stop Rape in really big letters. And if you're walking down the street and you see somebody wearing a Stop Rape pin, you're not going to make eye contact or talk to them because they seem like a crazy person. And I know that. I know that. But this is the side of history I want to stand on. Most people in suits that do talk shows don't give a shit about this stuff. But I care way too much about things that don't matter. I don't even know if I like you, okay? That's the problem with this thing. I don't even know if I like the people that listen to this show. I don't even know if I like my friends. That's not a good thing. I'm avoiding eye contact in grocery stores with people I exchange emails with. That's not healthy. So I was thinking, like, why am I doing this? I actually do like my friends. I actually do want to make contact with these people. I do want to make these conversations happen. But I'm not, because I'm polluting myself with all this negative shit, mostly the Stone Cold podcast, which I hate to say is a very good podcast, and I highly recommend it. But he's beating his wife, so I can't listen to that anymore. Rowdy Roddy Piper just died. I just got into that podcast. His episode with Bobcat Goldthwait is fantastic, especially the Rowdy Ronda Rousey episode. That's also another fantastic thing. There are no more heroes, is what I'm really trying to get at. There's just guys that are trying to stop rape, but they're like third tier on the bill. And then people that beat their wife and rapists. That's it. Thank you so much for coming to this Bill Des comedy show. It's going to be so much fun. But we're going to talk about fun things in theory. I have an absolutely fantastic co-host. I have an absolutely fantastic band. And we're going to start the show a lot quicker than we were going to because this our first guest has to leave because he's a very, very busy man and he cares about his mother. That's not a joke. Please put your hands together for Marcus Dowling, everybody. Marcus. Here's what's going to happen. This was going to be the fifth thing in the show, but now it's the second thing in the show. Please take it out of the mic stand. You've done this before.
I have. Numerous times.
Allison, please introduce yourself to the listener at home and the people in the room.
Hi, everybody. Hi. My name is Allison. That's about it.
Hell yeah. I've wanted Allison to do this for multiple years, and I'm finally glad that she said yes, and I'm happy to have her on the stage with me. And we're going to do a whole segment later, but this gentleman has to leave because he's got to cover a show, number one, and number two, he's got to do what with his mother?
I'm literally changing light bulbs at our house.
Aww. It's a good son.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Now, I didn't bring that up just to pander to the audience, which I did, but there's two things. I wanted to bring that up to pander number one and to prove an example number two. Marcus, what are you on the stage for? Why did I invite you to this show? What are we going to talk about?
Because I was in the professional wrestling industry for 13 years.
That's right. He was in the professional wrestling industry for 13 years, and he still changes his mother's light bulbs. Not
yes.
Every wrestler is a wife beater and or racist. Now, Marcus is a racist, but that's fine. There's not nearly enough African-American racist in the WWE or wrestling in general.
Exactly.
He's filling a void. He's just trying to level the playing field here.
These
okay.
Are things.
So here's why I wanted you to come on the show tonight.
Yes, sir.
You got my... I'm giving you the credit, even though I don't know this is true. Are you wearing the new Converse, by the way?
No. They've been ordered, so these are just like a leather pair of the old Stater Converse.
Do you like them?
I love them.
I'm glad that you like your shoes. It's important to have nice shoes on, and it's important to be comfortable. Now, Chucks aren't the most comfortable shoes. Are they comfortable for you?
They're comfortable, very comfortable for me.
Do you use insoles?
No, but I do like the fact that the new Chucks have insoles in them. They're made by Nike. So that's
now,
the reason
why
here's
the problem
them.
I don't like these Converse. They don't come in my size.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's she.
I know. Okay. Moving on. I don't know if this is true, but I think you got my good friend into professional wrestling, isn't into do a devoted fan. Is that fair to say?
That could be very possible.
Now, due to proxy, I am now very into this stupid, stupid thing.
Okay.
Why do I like stupid things? Why do I... I'm a 32-year-old man
yes.
That's willingly watching Raw... on Hulu every single Tuesday because I will not order cable. I am not a monster. I'm watching, and then when I'm not watching Raw, I'm watching old clips on YouTube daily.
Oh, of course, of course.
Why?
Okay, well, professional wrestling. Number one, how many people in here are professional wrestling fans?
No.
Fabulous. Okay, we'll make you one by the end of this episode. Don't
maybe 10%.
That's great. That's all I needed. Okay, the one great thing about professional wrestling is that it's the one uniquely American, like United States of America, American art form that is left. It celebrates everything that is positive and negative about this country in a ring, and you have matches that are athletic and entertaining, ideally, and that's basically it. That's basically why wrestling is wonderful.
But neither of us are marks. We know what's going to happen. We know...
It still doesn't matter. Like, Stone Cold Steve Austin is a redneck. It's the most classic American trope there is. He is a redneck who drinks beer, and he beats up a rich billionaire. He did this for, like, 5 years. Like, Vince McMahon was actively wrestling in the ring. He's the owner of the company.
We should make it clear that he's in real life the actual owner
yes,
of the company.
And his employee... who played the character of a redneck ass kicker, beat his ass. Like, every single week, he sprayed him with beer, he beat him, you know, he bludgeoned him in a cage match, he threw him through a table, he did all sorts of craziness.
But here's the problem with that.
That's American!
That's great. I love everything you just said. 100% on board. But then we find out he beats his wife.
Right. That's American, too! No, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. Like,
yeah, obviously.
A lot of the greatest American heroes are inherently flawed people. We're in Washington, D.C. Marion Barry was the mayor of Washington, D.C. for almost 3 decades, and he did terrible things. He used crack cocaine and was caught on tape and was still elected mayor again. That's American.
But do you... But wait.
It's true. You could have been a character in WWE doing that.
Me or him?
Marion Barry.
Marion Barry would be great, but they would never give him the screen time because he's a black guy.
There it is.
Okay, but then why? But you can't like Stone Cold after that. After you know he beats his wife.
Yes, you can. You can.
How?
There are 100,000 people at WrestleMania who, when Stone Cold Steve Austin walks through the curtain, will lose their shit.
Sure, but once you find out what
they'll still lose their shit.
No. I'm not
Hulk Hogan too.
Not disagreeing with you in
Hulk
any way.
Hulk Hogan too.
We could both agree Hulk Hogan is an amazing wrestler, both technically. Sorry. That was just for you, because he's not. He's not a very good wrestler. But could you genuinely root for this man after you find out certain things?
I personally, the thing is that, okay, so, like, in the wrestling industry especially, you find a way of separating the character from the person. Like, if I'm in a locker room, you and I are in a locker room, and you're, you know, say, like, okay, my trainer was the hardcore chair-swinging freak, Axel Rotten. He worked in Extreme Championship Wrestling. He's best known for wrestling in a Taipei glass match, which means that him and his storyline brother dipped their fists that were covered in tape in a vat of glass and then proceeded to punch each other in the face with glass.
But that's cool.
Yes, but also at the same time, if you're backstage, Brian Knighton is a very nice man. He's an incredibly, he's a family guy. He's a good, decent person. He cares about his life, you know. And
yes.
But when you put him in the ring, he's the hardcore chair-swinging freak. Same difference with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin in the ring is, you know, the Texas Rattlesnake. Outside of the ring, he beats his wife. I don't have to like that guy outside of the ring. But if I'm in a locker room with that guy, and I know he's going to make all the money and draw the biggest house and make me a lot of money, I'm totally okay with him.
No. Because here's the difference.
That there, it's flawed, yes, but it's the absolute truth.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. This is not a math equation at all. Because in the ECW example, the guy is taping glass and punching with glass. But in the locker room and in real life, family man, Stone Cold, cool in the ring, horrible outside of it. Do you see my point?
Yeah. But as a wrestler, I just care about.
But
the
I'm
guy.
Not a wrestler. I'm a human being.
But you asked me about me.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, yes, I did.
I concede that.
So that's different. But you, as a human being, it's perfectly okay to not appreciate Steve Austin for what he does outside of the ring. If you're looking at him as like a whole.
Well, I like to.
Entity.
I like to look at people as entities.
And it's funny because WWE is funny. I don't know if you guys like follow WWE, but you should because it's more than a wrestling company. It's an entertainment brand, and they're very much all about trying to pull people into who these people are.
Allison
outside
has
of the
never
ring.
Looked more bored.
I know, it's okay.
Yeah, where is the tequila?
It's okay, don't worry. So the idea there is that they want you to fully follow these people and what they do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So in that case, you know, then they want you to you know, have that kind of connection.
But here's the thing. When that was happening in the mid to late 90s, when Stone Cold was blatantly beating his wife.
Yes.
During a steroid rage.
Absolutely.
There wasn't Twitter. There wasn't Total Divas. There wasn't the network. But now we're in a completely different era.
Yeah.
Where there really isn't a separation.
Right. There's no separation.
So how could you possibly root for anyone once you find out certain things?
Well, that's the thing. Is that they'll tell you, wrestling people will tell you it's all shades of gray and that there's no good or bad people and it's all...
You sound like one of those people.
I am one of those people. I was in the business for 13 years.
But that's wrong. You know that, right? You shouldn't, right? There's got to be someone I could root for that is, like, not a piece of shit outside the ring where it really matters.
I'll give you somebody to root for.
Please,
I'll give everybody somebody to look at. There's, like, one wrestler in WWE right now who's, like, a legitimately entertaining person inside and outside of the ring. His name is Kevin Owens.
Yeah. CM Chunk.
I like it.
Because he's fat. He's a fat guy. Chunk, because he's fat.
So there was
a guy called Punk. He wasn't fat.
Yeah, okay. So Kevin Owens wrestled for 15 years before getting signed to World Wrestling Entertainment. He is a zoo enthusiast. In real life, he loves going to zoos.
That's nice. That's so pleasant.
He has a very attractive wife. So for people who like guys with hot wives, he is a very attractive wife.
Wait, stop.
I'm being honest.
Stop talking, please. Because what you're going to say next is even better. Have you gotten into a conversation with a man and or a woman who said, I really like this wrestler, but his wife really ugly. Can't possibly like him. Has this ever come up?
No, but it's a... It's
Stop,
a,
really quick. Then why did you need to bring up the fact that he has a hot wife?
Because Kevin Owens is not exactly the most attractive man
because
in the
he's CM Chunk, everybody. He's overweight. That's the point.
So I mean, but I'm also trying to, like, you know, give people a sense who never watch wrestling a reason to, like, you know...
I'm being a dick. I apologize.
It's okay. It's all right. We're friends. I know this about you. But, but yeah, so he also has a son, and his son is a giant fan of John Cena, who is, you know, kind of like the public face of the world, the guy you see all the time, square, you know, square cut haircut, the whole thing.
Really quick, non-wrestling fans will like John Cena because in the movie Trainwreck, he is the muscle-bound man who sleeps with Amy Schumer, and that's cool, right? Amy Schumer, people like her. Don't jump on the backlash yet, okay? Just let's... That's based on Dolph Ziggler. A different wrestler, because you used to date Dolph Ziggler.
Yes. Yeah.
Facts.
Aha, uh-huh, facts.
There are so many things I cannot say on this microphone that, like, four people in the room know exactly what I want to say, but I'm not.
Okay.
Because so I have to go to work tomorrow.
There you go.
That's a hint.
So anyway, so let me finish up with this. So he's a the thing with Owens that's great is that he came into the ring, and when he debuted, he said, I want to fight because I fight for a prize. I fight to win championships. And I don't fight to win championships because I want to get my hand raised or whatever. He fights because he wants to make money for his kid and his hot wife.
Does he refer to her as his hot wife?
He should! He should! Every time I look at Kevin Owens, I'm like, wow, like, this guy really won. Like, he's, like, got a great job in WWE. He's got a very attractive wife. He's got a very nice kid. He's got a very nice home.
Wait, how do you know his kid is nice?
Okay, so on Instagram. His wife is on Instagram. Owen's not on Instagram, but his wife is.
And do you follow his wife on Instagram?
Of course I do.
Hell yeah, bro.
Of course I do.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. So, because there was this thing where, you know, he debuted against John Cena, and the kid's favorite wrestler is John Cena, and his dad is going to fight his favorite wrestler. So it's this moment, if you're like 5 years old, you're like, oh my God, my dad's on TV with my favorite wrestler. And that moment is captured on Instagram, and it's perfect. It's everything that you want. If you want to believe in pro wrestling, if you want to believe in competition, if you want to believe in all that stuff, watch that video, and it says everything. The kid's got the, like, John Cena wrestling buddy doll in his clutching it to his chest, like, oh my God, I'm watching Raw, and John Cena's going to come out. And he goes, oh my God, it's my dad. And it's everything.
Didn't this make SportsCenter too?
Yeah, it's on SportsCenter, the whole thing.
That's adorable. But here's the issue. I'm an adult man. So are you.
Yeah.
Why do we care?
Because it's entertainment. And because everybody in life, I don't care if you don't watch pro wrestling, how many people like Game of Thrones?
Stop polling the audience.
Because this is called crowd engagement. You're a host. You know about this.
Here's the difference between you and I. I don't give a fuck what they think.
But I'm a pro wrestler.
I'm up here. No.
I'm a pro wrestler. I can do this and go, guys, if I do this, what do you do? There you go.
And I will yell at them and express my opinions and then thank them all so much for coming out. It means so much.
I pander to people.
That's right.
Did it for a living.
But here's why I think I'm enjoying it more and more and more. Because we live in D.C., and everything's bullshit. And it is. And that's not a bad thing. Everything's bullshit. I'm not trying to steal someone else's very smart monologue from last night, which is what I'm realizing it as I'm saying. I'm just doing what Jon Stewart did. But it's all bullshit. And I worked sort of in politics for a while, and... it's all bullshit. It's all marks and faces and blah, 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 and fucking...
It's all a work.
I think, yes.
It's like wrestling.
I know. And I... And
that's why Donald Trump's going to win, because he was at WrestleMania.
Thank you. Thank you. I was getting to that. Thanks for stepping over everything. I'm getting to this because everything in this city seems like bullshit except, quote-unquote, real people. Everyone in this bar tonight is a real person to me. I get to make eye contact with you. I get to shake your hand. We get to have a drink. Whose hand am I shaking? What's wrong with me? But we're making connections. We're having fun. We're exchanging ideas. We're calling each other on our bullshit. That's fun. That's exciting. But then I go to work, and my former jobs as well. Everything is written in superlative form. This is not the worst or the best. And whenever you see this is the worst or this is the best, that's inherently bullshit. It can't possibly be the worst or the best. Unless it's like, oh, this is the first time I came inside of a lady consensually. That was the best! Because that was the best, honestly. But everything else, like, it's pretty great, you know what I mean? But, like, this fajita I got at this new blah, 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 that's not the best. And I think that's why I'm gravitating more and more towards WWE and wrestling in general, because like we realize it's fake, and you could actually say, like, I've never seen this before. You've seen this 50 times in the last calendar year.
Absolutely.
But I could relate to that in a weird way. And I think part of it also is I think that, like, this is so horrible. And I made a jack-off motion for the people at home. The theater is too expensive. I was thinking about this recently. I really like the theater. I like going to plays.
As do I.
The cheapest show you could see is maybe $30.
Right.
That's 3 months of the WWE Network.
Yes, it is. $9.99.
And that's... and that's theater. That's soap operas done in a relatively reasonable manner.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm appealed to it so much.
It's funny you say that. I'll say one thing. The great thing about WWE right now is that all the guys in the company are really, really young. If you are a fan of like watching people...
Yeah, let's go through the list. Undertaker, Brock Lesnar.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about
John Cena.
Shush.
Undertaker's almost 50.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the other two guys are almost 40.
If you watch the show, they're
young people.
Yes, if you watch the show and you're
R-Truth's in his 40s.
Just okay, so listen to me. Don't listen to the host. He's just over here talking. I'm here. Hi. Okay, so there's like on the show there's like guys who you don't know. Who, like, if your friends that you were watching wrestling with will tell you are the greatest, don't pay attention to them. Pay attention to the other guys you see on the show who are, like, hustling and trying to, like, become a legend. They're all super, super young, and they've never really had the opportunity to do this on the stage before. So they're just doing wild and crazy and unique and different things that have never really been done before, like, in the mainstream in pro wrestling. So it's like, you'll have people who do things that are, like, from improv comedy. In pro
Dolph
wrestling.
Ziggler.
There you go.
Performing right. At the Laugh Factory.
Right. You know, like there's guys.
No one knows who that is, and that makes me both love this crowd.
Fabulous.
And very suspicious of this crowd.
But yeah, you know, like, I mean, there's guys who do stuff, and like they're trying
very
hard to be
different. Here's a fascinating aspect of this. Everyone in this room knows who Miley Cyrus is. Every single person in this room knows who Taylor Swift is. Every person in this room knows who Iggy Azalea is. Don't do that. Use the mic too. You could be. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But in the right arena, John Cena, who most of you don't see, Dolph Ziggler, who you probably don't know, could go in the same exact place that Iggy Azalea is playing, that Taylor Swift is playing, and get a bigger reaction.
Yeah.
That's what's fascinating about this. It's not like underground. It's almost mainstream, but it's not. You're both rolling your eyes at me. This is not a
I
good
don't know
sign.
Who that is.
Thank you so much.
You're rolling my eyes at you. Do that.
Thank you. Okay, final question.
Yes, sir.
How did you get your girlfriend to not hate this? I didn't even say like this, but not hate this.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Well, actually, let's make this an experiment. Please try to convince
try. Please.
Okay.
Without tequila.
Convince Allie.
All right. Okay. So
wait, really
so,
quick. Should I call you Allie? I've never actually thrown that by you. Your name is Allison, but I've never.
It is Allison.
I know, but I've never called you Allie until right now. Is that an okay name for you?
I guess it's fine.
No, but you seemingly don't like that.
I prefer Allison.
Marcus,
but a lot
please
of
try to convince Allison, not Allie. That was on me, and I apologize.
Okay.
Her name is Allison.
Okay. So, two questions. I've known Allison, by the way, for like 5 years, so
yeah,
we're friends.
I wouldn't be here without.
Exactly.
Aww.
Anyway, okay. So you're not really turned on, excited by like half naked guys rolling around, right?
Not at all.
But you do like dramatic shows involving women being catty towards each other.
Are
I
there
can
boobs
you in
involved?
That. Yes, there are giant boobs involved
okay.
sometimes. So you can watch that, right?
I'm fine with that.
So if I told you that there was like an hour-long show that WWE put on E! Network that involved women with giant boobs interacting with each other, getting drunk, being silly, and occasionally they wrestle.
Is it me?
You'd be watching. I mean, you could be one of them one day. But you could find yourself in like two of the characters.
I've heard. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you'd watch that, right?
I'm interested.
So then,
continue.
If like Monday night rolled around and like I happened to like flip on the TV. While the women you saw on the...
Wow, you must be rich. You have a TV?
I do.
Who are you dating?
I have many leather bound books as well. It's okay.
Can't read. Continue.
Wait, you can't read and you don't like Total Divas?
Okay, so So if I put on the TV and these women who are, you know, like you've seen on this like reality TV
boobs
show.
Boobs TV, you're rich. Continue.
Yes, and they happen to be wrestling and you've seen them on
really
the
quick,
show
stop,
before.
Marcus, is this the first time you ever called rich on stage?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Not at all.
Sorry.
Not that it's frequent, but it's happened before.
All right.
But so you would watch that, right?
Sure.
Exactly. And then...
That's it?
That's it.
You have not sold her at all.
No. No, not
here's,
really.
Here's an easier way to sell Allison, a.k.a. Allie, on this. Allison, have you ever used the social media / dating device known as Tinder?
I have.
Wouldn't you like to meet a wrestler on Tinder?
Maybe.
The end. That's how you sell somebody.
Damn.
That's how you
Damn,
sell
well
somebody.
Done. I just use Total Divas, but you use Tinder.
No,
I'm
you can
impressed.
See current WWE champion Seth Rollins is really bad at technology and accidentally tweeted his dick pic.
Aww.
Yes, yes he did.
And that's because he's a dummy from Iowa who I interviewed. He is a dummy. He's such a nice man.
Yes.
I like him so much. But you and I, you might like seeing that.
Is he rich?
Medium.
Yes, he okay. is rich.
Well, if he manages his
but
shit.
But he's from Iowa.
He's from
so
Iowa.
Like
Iowa
a, yeah.
He's like Midwest
I
billionaire.
Mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you got to leave.
Yeah.
Marcus has
Bye.
To go change his mother's light bulbs.
I do.
Which is the nicest thing to do. And that's the kind of thing I want to leave on this. I just wanted to give you the free admittance to Diagnostics, the Evolution of a Science, a Dianetics film. This is for Marcus, everybody. So,
oh, man. Yes.
If
I'm
you don't
going.
Know it, Marcus is a fantastic writer. He is no longer a wrestling manager, but he wrote a fantastic piece. I got to use a different adjective. He wrote an excellent piece about being a wrestling manager
yes.
for British Young's thing earlier this year. Do you have anything coming up that you want to plug?
No, just check out about.me/Marcus K. Dowling.
No one's going to do that.
Marcus K. Dowling on all social media.
There
do all that. And
that's fair.
Yeah, and Patreon. Yeah, Patreon.
And he's one of these music writers that you could actually make eye contact with.
Yes.
And hold a conversation. And that's very rare. And you're a nice man, and I like you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Marcus K. Dowling.
Absolutely.
Get out of here, buddy. Baby Bribeye, come to the stage, please. This is what's going to happen now. Baby Bribeye is going to play between every single segment, and I am very excited about this. Should I call you Baby Bribeye, even though I know your name?
Just call me Baby.
Okay, Baby. This is a 25-year-old man who chooses to go by the name Baby. You ready to play?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Baby Bribeye, everybody.
My name is Baby Bribeye. The extent of my wrestling knowledge was a cassette I got at the 99-cent store when I was in middle school. After school, we would just go screw around and you'd end up at the 99-cent store because what else are you going to do? And there was a tape that I bought for my Walkman called Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band Hulk Rules. It had, you know, the hits like I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac, which is... really actually like an anti-drug song, so, you know, check that out, share it with your children. There's also songs about beach safety and a real
Stop talking! There's a song about beach safety?
It's called Beach Patrol, and it's like a rap rock song.
Whoa, stop talking! Do you know how to play that song?
I don't know how to play any of those songs. But
do you still have this tape?
Yeah, definitely.
What do I need to do to get you to bring that tape to the next show?
Okay,
great. Thank you Perfect. So much.
And just one more song that I remember is called Hulkster in Heaven. And
Whoa, stop! Is this an existential question about the afterlife?
I wish. It's a song sung by his wife.
What?
Maybe then wife. I'm not sure what his marital status
not
is.
Not well. It's not going well. Oh. I don't know if you heard.
Can't imagine things are going too hot for him right now. But the song's called Hulkster in Heaven, and it's a ballad about, you know, the Hulkster dying and going to heaven.
What? It's and you're playing cool. all of those songs tonight.
I'm playing all of those songs.
Amazing. This is so great.
This song's called Hulkster in Heaven. How's it sound, Nico? All right. No, this song's called Too Dumb. And I'm just waiting for the WWE to give me a call to use this as entrance music, because I think it's going to get the crowd pumped. She was in my dream again last night. last night. And now it's got me wondering if maybe all along she was right. Maybe I was too young. Maybe I was too dumb to understand how to be her man, to really understand what was in the palm of my hand. She was in my dream again last night. Last night. And now it got me wondering if maybe all along she was right. I was gonna call her up today. I was gonna send a text and say, yeah, I was gonna call you up today, but I just didn't have it in me to say, hey. Maybe I was too young. Maybe I was too dumb to understand what was in the palm of my hand. She was under my thumb. I guess I was too dumb.
Thanks.
You're very good. How often do you get the, like, oh, you're so young and attractive and you play the kind of guitar where, like, you're probably going to die in a plane crash soon?
Less often than you'd think.
You should get it daily.
Yeah.
What kind of pants are those? Don't say slacks. I know the exact brand.
Trousers.
Fuck off. I think I have the same pants as you, and now I can never wear them again because you look better in them than me.
Thank you.
You know, I just look like a stepdad when I wear those pants now.
But that's the look I'm going for, so
you're
I'm
not
it
going
off.
For stepdad
I'm
at
definitely
all.
Definitely going for stepdad.
You're going for
cool stepdad.
Pet Sounds session musician, and you know it. Nice all shirt. Right. How many more years do you think you could wear that shirt and it still looks good on you?
Oh God, this thing is like 16 sizes too big. I'm hoping to grow into it any day now.
Yeah. I like you so much as a person and hate you so much for your shape and your body. Good for you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You've never had a drug problem, have you?
Oh, you know. What was that? No, of course not. You know, I've listened to the Hulkamaniac tape enough to know that drugs are not the way to become superstars.
Do you want a chair? You could just sit down, man.
I'm just going to stand awkwardly like this.
It's not awkward for me. I'm sitting. I'm very comfortable right now.
All right, sure. I'll take a chair. Thanks.
Okay. Allison.
Yes.
I like the ring on your right hand, the middle finger ring.
Thank you. I actually used to have a ring that said, fuck you, on my middle finger, and I chose not to wear that tonight because it didn't match my dress.
I think you made the right decision.
Thank you.
Why are you so antagonistic when it comes to your middle finger on your right hand?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Baby Bri-Bri, you can take a mic, yeah. Or else it's going to be real weird.
I thought I was just a prop.
I like your socks.
Oh, thank you. Man, I am feeling good tonight.
Look at you.
I'd also like to say something about Mitchell West, if we're still on that topic.
Sure. That was before the show technically started.
So it's off limits.
No. Stop. You're fantastic.
I just want to say that I agree that Mitchell West is the nice guy in DC rock and roll.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure to know him.
And that's the thing. he's in a band called Loud Boys. That sounds like, hey, these guys are going to be a bunch of loud boys.
Bunch of rabble-rousers.
Bunch of meanies.
Not at all.
Not true. The other guys in the band, dirtbags. Just garbage people. Mitchell, great guy. Now, Mitchell's a taken man, so we can't talk about that with you, Allison, but we can talk about every other man in the world.
Hello, every other man in the world.
You're on Tinder.
Sometimes.
Why?
All the time.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Attention.
Cool. Are you satisfied with Tinder right now?
You know, honestly, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because attention. It's quite easy. Listen, do you hear my phone buzzing right now? My phone's going off right now. When we started the show, I took a selfie with the You, Me, Them, Everybody logo, and now everybody likes it. And I haven't had time to respond to tell people where I'm at, even though I told them to come hang out. That was a dick move.
You're going to get a lot of dick moves tonight.
I hope so. Hey!
I don't know if I'm sorry I saw that.
I don't think you are.
Medium. Feel medium about that statement.
I bet you don't even feel medium.
No, I do feel medium a lot of the time.
Okay.
Here's what I want to talk to you about. How do you feel the majority of time on a scale of 1 to 10? Serious question. How do you feel? Like, do you feel like you're doing a good job? Why are you laughing? That's not
like,
funny.
Like, during the day?
During the day and the night.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Fine.
Like,
is there, like, a context to this?
You tell me. 1 to 10. Let's frame it any way you choose.
I feel pretty fucking awesome most of the time.
Most of the time you feel pretty
probably
awesome.
Close to a 10. But, like, I feel
stop.
You shouldn't that say that around other people because they're like, oh,
no, that can't possibly,
you are overconfident.
No, stop. That's not possible.
How dare you like yourself
so
much?
No, you can't possibly be at a 10.
Like, how tight do you think you are? Like, I feel like I'm pretty fucking cool.
No, there's a huge difference between feeling pretty fucking...
What?
Audio podcast. We're doing an audio podcast.
But they're... Okay.
I know.
Sorry.
You're great. Don't you apologize. I think if you actually felt like a 10, you wouldn't apologize.
I didn't. I did. It's like, I don't know. You get sort of accustomed as a woman to learning to apologize for really, really liking yourself. And I'm really trying my best to, like, ignore that as I turn 30 soon.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen how great my skin looks? I'm turning 30. So, with that said, yeah, I'm trying to, like, get used to not doing that as much. Because I really don't mean it. It's just like an automatic response.
Hell yeah. Do you want me to mansplain to you why that's a bad thing?
Sure. Absolutely.
Not gonna.
It's your show.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I was fibbing. But you really do feel like a 10 at most times.
Yeah, why not? Why the fuck not?
I'm not
saying...
Because,
I mean,
stop,
think about it.
Stop.
Oh, okay, stop. Sorry.
I'm not saying that that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
The next question is how?
How?
How do you feel like a 10? What can I be doing in the world in general to have that feeling and harness it for the majority of the day?
Well, first of all, start your day with squats.
I'm
dead serious.
Okay.
Starting your day with a good ass will set the tone for your day.
As soon as you
because
wake
if
up,
you know you have something good going on behind you,
I
mean, it can lead you through the rest of the
That's
day.
That's fantastic advice. Now, really
I mean
quick,
that very sincerely.
Stop. Do you do them in your bedroom?
No, I go to the gym because I have
gym.
A job.
So how long does it take to go from waking up, getting off the pillow, and going to the gym? You said as soon as you get up. That's why I'm asking. These are serious questions.
What was that mean between that? Waking up, getting off the pill, and then going...
To the gym.
To the gym, okay.
What do you think I said?
I just wanted to make sure that's what you said. Maybe, like, 10 minutes.
It takes you 10 minutes to go from I'm asleep to I'm at the gym.
But
where's
I got
to
stop at Whole Foods and eat an egg salad and then go to the gym. I just have a routine. Protein.
That's not
squats.
Yeah, I get that, but that's not how time works. You can't get within in and out of Whole Foods in 10 minutes.
I live my life. I got friends.
What does that even mean? This is why I'll never...
When you're a 10, life just happens that way sometimes, Brandon. Why are you mad?
Because I can't comprehend how to live your life.
Wake up, have it in your head to do squats, eat an egg salad... Do your squats.
You eat egg salad every day?
I do, and it's kind of gross, actually. Because, like, especially since it's been so hot outside, I've definitely thrown up at least 4 times.
How
Just
do you...
so you know, that's how you do squats.
Nope.
That's not how it works?
Nope.
Okay, just kidding. Only when you're a 10. Only when you're a 10.
What's your average sadness of the week? Like when
sadness?
When are you the saddest or the most despondent?
Oh, my God. When people do weird, white people, like weird white splaining. Not yet. If you were like, hey, you remind me of my friend, Monisha. And I'm like, why?
The UPN star of a sitcom?
Yeah. I'm like, she's not your friend. Second of
especially
all,
especially for that
person why are we
she
bringing that up?
That
that's
car.
Weird.
Remember when Moesha murdered somebody on the highway?
Oh, that sucked.
Moesha murdered somebody
in a car.
Yeah. She also dated Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Moesha or as Brandy?
Sure.
Oh. She had a real name?
Yeah. Was her name Brandy?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Brandy. Brandy Norwood.
Norwood?
Norwood.
It's pretty white last
remember
name.
Remember when she was in Thea? Remember that show?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was a show.
You can't say that's a pretty white last name
Norwood.
About a black person. That's
when it's
just
Norwood.
A last name.
Yeah, well.
You're racist, baby, Bri-Bri.
I guess so.
That's right. Okay. So the saddest you are is when white people try to explain things.
But that happens every day.
Oh, no.
So, like, there's, periods of time every day. Most of the time, I wake up, eat my weird egg salad, do my squats, then white people come into my day. But I live in Logan Circle, so that happens all the time.
Really quick. The white people don't come in your day until you leave Whole Foods?
I mean, yeah. They're like, hey, we're still here. This is going a weird place. Was there more tequila?
Thank you for the person that said keep Here's how I know you and I are, like, a good pair.
Is it 311?
That's what I was going to get to.
Yes! Change a lot of news, so... Know that we were always been down, down.
This.
I have seen 17 311 concerts. I'm not lying. Thank you. I love Nick Hexum.
Do you know what 17 times 311 is?
No.
9/11. Okay, now. Here's how I know we're good friends. I try to see this woman weekly. It never works out. I invite her to do things all the time. I send you emails all the time. You don't... Stop. Don't go all... This is not me trying to guilt you at all. Opposite.
JK.
Rowling. So...
Are those books? Because you know I can't read. Brandon, that's insulting.
I was referencing the movies.
Oh, okay. Can't read those either.
We do a thing at the Looking Glass once a month, and we DJ, and... I sent the other DJs home last month. Was it last month?
It was last month. That was so much fun.
And the last, I'd say, half hour to an hour, all we did was play 311 to each other.
And it was amazing.
Back and forth.
Everybody left.
Screaming it. Screaming all of the words and making up better words. Because they're not a good band that we love.
I beg to differ.
So that's the problem with everyone else in this room. You're not us. Loving 311 as much as we do, me ironically, her sincerely, but that's the perfect combo.
Yeah.
You really feel like a 10 all the time?
I try my best to.
What about like right before you go to sleep?
Right before I go to sleep, I'm probably drunk, so I'm definitely like an 11.
I think that's the perfect time for Baby Bri-Bri to play his next song.
All right.
Do you have any songs about 9/11 and or Hulkamania?
I love 9/11.
Yeah, almost all of my songs are about 9/11, actually.
Guys, if you don't love 9/11, you're a terrorist.
Who loves America?
The three people on the stage and Hulk Hogan, the most. Do you still like Hulk?
Who was that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing with Baby Bri-Bri. For the listener at home, he looks like shit.
He has great pants.
He's a 300-pound man, not shaven in any way. Wait, why would you say naked? Naked wouldn't make any sense. I'm going to say his slacks are way too tight. They're not. They're perfect. That's a fib. It's a fib. I don't like you because you look good, is what I'm trying to say, and I'm trying to compliment you in a weird way.
I appreciate the effort.
Thanks, bro. What's this song called?
This song is called What We Talk About When We Talk About Love, and it's about not getting past 4 on Allison's scale of happiness.
Her name's Allie.
Aww.
I thought we were going by Allison.
Whatever you want to do, cute person.
Cute person.
With a guitar.
Real life Tinder.
I'm going to start
life
just
Tinder.
Like hanging out.
Swiping right. No, just
Do you have a song called Swiping Right?
Not yet.
Swiping Right. Not yet. I'm not on Tinder.
Why not? Are you in a relationship?
No.
Hell yeah, bro. Let's make it happen tonight.
I'm still on Tinder.
This thing keeps popping, so I'm going to try to stand perfectly
still. You know what else keeps popping?
What else keeps popping?
Your baby bye-bye dick. Your baby bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, bro.
The song is about reaching for 10 every day with your egg salad or your squats or whatever it takes.
I like him. This is a fun guy.
I love this song.
I know that I can be a real bore sometimes, but I'm starting to think that's just the way I am. And I've heard that loving me can be a chore sometimes. That's just something that I hope you'll understand. 'Cause I tried to change too many times before, but where has it gotten me? What was it for? Yeah, I tried to change too many times before, but where has it gotten me? Wanted to be what she wanted me to be, but it's hard to be something that you're not. And I'm not trying to push you away, I'm just trying to find the way to say, if you want me, then you got me, but it's me that you got. If you want me, then you got me, but it's me that you got. Yeah, if you want me, then you got me, but it's me that you got. Thanks.
Great, great song. Great song. If you like Baby Bri-Bri, you can hear more of his guitar tone in season 3 of Twin Peaks coming to Showtime 2016. It's a compliment.
Dude, if only you knew, Fred. If only you knew.
Here's what we're going to do. This is his, I think it's his last show before he leaves town. Not him, he's here. He lives here. This guy named Kevin. This guy named Kevin. Kevin is a funny man, and Kevin's is a good man. And Kevin's been a guest on the show. He's been a comic on the show. He's been a warm-up countless times. I like him very much, and he's moving, I think, in a few weeks, at the end of this month, sometime very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, give him your ears, give him your eyes. Please put your hands together for Kevin Phillips, everybody. Kevin, come to the stage. Do you want to do stand-up? You should do some stand-up then.
But thank you. That was excellent guest hosting. You've been killing it. You've really been... How's everybody doing? You guys are a great crowd. It's a good-looking crowd. I know. Because I am good-looking. This is... For the podcast listener, because Brandon lectured me, this is an audio podcast. There isn't any other kind of podcast, but I do appreciate that. For the listener at home, I have long blonde hair, deep blue eyes, and look like the guy you fucked right before you fell in love. 3 months away from 30. Tried to go down to my girlfriend in the shower, successfully waterboarding myself for 30 seconds. At a minute, she yelled, "Give it to me," and I just started naming family members that might be Al-Qaeda. I didn't know what to do. Yeah, 10 living. I love it. I'm in on it. I do think I'm a 10. I teach public speaking at Northern Virginia Community College currently. Yeah. Because anyone can, really, if you just apply. Or... briskly across campus with a blazer, people will follow you and they will listen to what you have to say. Doesn't matter what it is. We're finishing summer session 2, which is a particular level of hell for everyone involved. I walked in and one of my students, and to her credit, she is very pretty, said, "Professor Phillips, I was watching a documentary on HBO and I know who you look like." It's a tough moment as an educator to explain. Sarah Thor is not a documentary. Yes, it looks real. It's public speaking too. She said, "Sorry, it was VH1's I Love the 2000s. You look like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback." Which, yeah, I see it now, Sarah. Yeah, we're... I was feeling really good about my self-confidence to have looked in the mirror every day for the last 11 months, seen the lead singer of Nickelback, and not have changed a thing. That's impressive. Another future comedian, Tyler, chimed up and said, "I think you look more like that guy from Creed." I think he's talking about Scott Strapp. And that seems like just a nice comment if you don't understand the classroom, because it's a fucking jungle. I give Tyler an inch now, he declares prima nocta on the department chair's fiance. I've seen it. So I punched the shithead back. I said, "Yes, Tyler, I remember Creed. They won a Grammy for With Arms Wide Open in 2001, and between that and 9/11, it was a shitty year." Tyler's doing okay in the class. It pains me to say that out loud. He's going to get a B if he shows up. He's getting high before class. I know he's getting high before class because I'm getting high before class. I was the graduate of a very successful DARE program. I don't know what to tell people. It worked really well for me. This might cross the gap, but I'm curious. Young crowd, have any of you ever faked an injury during sex because you were embarrassed you came too early? Me either. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Jesus. Prude crowd. Here's what happened. I was inside a woman. I don't want to skip details. I respected her body. I would have respected her mind. We hadn't got there, but I'm a feminist. It's important to me. You know that. I'd say about 40 seconds in, she stopped and just licked her palm from hand to tip, just all the way. Threw it out to the side and spanked the fuck out of me. Now, I believe in karma, so I'm sure I deserved it, and I didn't say anything because I was inside her and I'm a gentleman. But she could see the need for explanation on my face, and very quietly, she just whispered in. She was like, I'm a spanker. Yes, you are. You're also a late sharer. That should have come up. Feels like around second base, but who am I to judge? And as a silent protest, I just came. I know it was less than a minute because it was an old school alarm clock and we hadn't gone from 2:21 to 2:22. And I couldn't tell her. I was embarrassed. I just found out I liked kinky sex and had no longevity in the same minute. It was a big night for me. So I faked an injury, which I feel like makes me 10% a pro wrestling fan. I just grabbed my groin. Judge away. I still feel bad. She left a few minutes later thanking me for a memorable evening, and I'm not sure what I was more embarrassed about. That I had had the cum spanked out of me in less than a minute. Or that 25 minutes later I was still on the ground faking the pretend groin injury. And that's how white people have sex, and we have to be stopped. The time has come. I'm really sick of white people. I'm just saying it out loud. I live in Fairfax, Virginia right now. Yeah, that was the right response. So, and I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Welcome to America, now learn English," which is fine. Except it was written in English. What do I do with that? Translate it to Spanish and yell it at my gay friends. Find a new slogan. Everyone that, you know what, we're not going to do this. We're not going to. Yeah, we are going to do this. I could have confronted the bigot, but I'm more of a complainer. So I blew up other confusingly hateful bumper stickers at FedEx. And if you want some weird looks, have "I'm pro-life unless you're a foreigner" blown up at FedEx. Yosef, the friendly counterboy, was like, "Why do you want these larger?" I don't do racial humor. Hillary Clinton, probably not white. First of all, what the fuck does that mean? Second, we're keeping her. Third, this is not an awful campaign slogan. If we're just thinking about where the country's at, this isn't awful. Donald Trump's a homophobic remark away from the ISIS endorsement. So this is not bad. Last night he said, "You know who else is progressing on issues? Ronald Reagan." Ronald Reagan's dead. Now, I was educated in Kansas, which you would know if you ever needed me to do math or science in a pinch. Can't do it. Our science curriculum was Jesus palming Earth like a basketball, just like... It says, "I believe strongly there are two ways to suck a dick. The right way and the way women do it." Either Gandhi was pissed at a Fox News segment he saw, or I don't think he said this. I can't be sure. This last one, LGBT says, "Let God battle them underneath." Fuckers. You fuckers. But only if you brought your glasses from a distance. This person's just pro-LGBT. Can't see that. Suck it, bigots. Like a minute. Beautiful. You're just letting me ride because of the Denver thing. I love it. I'm going to miss Brandon. Not to get too personal, but the last time he was inside me, it was magnificent. I believe Ted Cruz is accurate. The world is getting gayer and less religious. I disagree that's what's causing climate change. And I'm going to take a stand tonight because Jon Stewart retired and someone's got to keep the torch going. I have three passages that I want to share with you. It's a crowd interaction game. It's very simple. All you have to do is tell me if they are lyrics from a song about Jesus or dialogue from gay porn. Are you interested in this? Beautiful, thank you. Yes, speaks for all. First passage, "I'm the most powerful on my knees." What do you think, gay porn or Jesus? Yell it at me. Jesus! You guys are good. That's from a song called "Get on My Knees" that mentions Jesus loosely one time. It's very good. Passage two, "Put your hands up and let it inside you." Oh, yes, "Straight Guy's Turn, Volume 2." Yes, sir, gay porn. Straight Guys Turn Volume 2, not as good as Volume 3, but I'm with you. Still worth remembering the lines, too. I don't know who the joke is on. To write this, I had to watch an excessive amount of gay porn and listen to 3 songs about Jesus. So put the work in. Third and final passage. I'm about to hallelujah everywhere. No, I think it's called All of the Virgin, None of the Birth. I'm pretty sure it's gay porn. I will check with the people after. You guys were great. Thank you very much. I'm going to sit down and talk to Brandon.
Kevin Phillips, everybody.
You guys are great. The band, like guitar, the band, but you're phenomenal. You're rocking it. For the people at home, it's getting rocked.
They could hear it.
Oh, that's right. Maybe we should go over the audio aspects of this podcast one more time. That would be the 3rd time this evening. I'm really looking forward to it. Is that so?
There are video podcasts.
Fair. Is he always like this? Like, no wonder you avoided him for years. Now she's like, that type of attitude's going to be another decade.
Why was it important that the woman that thought you looked like the guy from Nickelback was attractive?
It's not important. It's just, I think, why she feels the need to say things without being asked about Chad Kroeger. Yeah, it's deep. I put thought into my jokes. Thank you. Why'd you say woo? Like, oh.
No, you stay here. That stays there.
Audio?
There you go.
Beautiful. It's also cutting out a little bit if we're just like...
Stop looking at me when you lick your hand.
What?
When you were licking your hand in your set...
Oh, licking the hand. Noted. I will not do that anymore.
I think it was really brave of you to take down Donald Trump and Ted Cruz like that.
I thought so too.
I don't think any other comics are doing that right now. So it just
brave.
It was really brave of you.
Yeah, I took some creative liberties, but you know, I'm a thinker. I want to do things that are going to challenge.
Why
people.
Are you moving to Denver?
Weed's legal.
You're, is it legal here?
Yeah.
It's diet legal here. It's
you're
not
a,
real legal
you're
here.
A white man in America. Weed is legal everywhere. You didn't know that? It's been like that since ever.
I don't have a retort. I got a job out in Denver. That's why I'm moving to
no,
Denver.
No, seriously, why are you moving to Denver?
I'm a job. I got like a real... So I have a thing. The people in the crowd are shocked. They're like, not comedy full-time? Really? This is crazy. I do have another job that I do during the day that pays me money, which is really helpful for like living.
Allison doesn't believe you.
I really don't.
Fair.
What's the job?
Oh, I thought we weren't going to... Well, you already insulted Cable. I work at Time Warner Cable. I'm doing incident management. They have like a new...
Wait. This is a good enough job. You're like, I'll go to Denver for that.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a good enough job for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you.
How does it feel to work in a dying industry?
Rough. Though, I know. It's like, well, it's fine. I'm going to a video streaming team. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all. That's it. That's I don't know what else to say.
But why would any, if you're going to do video streaming, why would you still have cable?
So you understand, like, if you have a car, you still need a road to get a place?
But you don't work on the internet side. You work in the cable side, right?
Where do you think internet comes from? I'm genuinely curious. Where do you think it comes from? Like, how do you think it goes into your house?
I concede. I don't know.
Okay, well, like roads, they need to go places, and it's like a pathway. It's just a million times more complicated than the DC road system. So it's like that. Traffic travels like roads, except it's data. So somewhere there is a tunnel that carries Orange is the New Black and some fantastic scenes from the new Wet Hot American Summer series.
It's good.
It is good stuff.
Pretty good.
It's really good. Everybody, yeah. Music guy. Were you in it? Was he in it?
Yes, he was.
He might have been in it.
You might recognize.
You look. That was fun. This is good. This is fun. It's a fun crowd. It's a fun show. That's why I'll be listening from afar. Don't worry. Very high.
With your legal weed?
With my very legal weed that I was able to purchase. There are no rules about exchanging money for it, which is... Still feels like prostitution in D.C. is all I'm saying.
I don't know why I like you, but I do like you.
It's either because I look like a pro wrestler.
No, it's not that at all. It's not that.
Okay.
Well, because you keep fucking with the... This is a microphone, and that's a cable. Do you know how this works?
I do know
apparently
how it works.
Apparently you don't.
Now someone's being all sorts of... This is the lashing out that happens because he's going to miss me, if you can believe it. And I'll never forget the encouraging words he gave me after my last stand-up set. Do you remember this? You
not
said, wow, that didn't go as bad as it normally does. Yeah. And those are the things that you remember and you take with you. That's how you grow.
This is definitely the best crowd reaction I've ever seen to you talking about coming inside of other people.
Ooh, it can be dicey, if you can believe it.
Usually it's just silence.
Well,
it's just you bragging.
Yeah, and that can be fun too.
Hey guys, right? I fucked.
I'm the comedian that has sex.
This is
I'm
a moment 10%. For him. Hold on, Allison, could you just kill some time?
With what?
I don't know, talk to him.
Oh. We're talking to each other. So you're still wearing a shirt? That's cool.
Same shirt. Same pants for the listeners at home. I have not changed yet.
Yeah. That's weird. You should usually change during a show, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
they're
we still
talking.
Got time tonight.
Yeah.
We still got time.
Do you like tequila?
Not really.
So anyways, Kevin's about to move to Denver, and we're going to miss him. When do you actually move?
3 weeks. 3 weeks. I'm leaving.
What do you hope to accomplish in your time left in Washington, D.C.?
Not much. I got to tell you, this was the pinnacle for me. Like, this was it comedically. I was like, I just want to do one Brandon interview. And you didn't insult my comedy, did he?
No.
Boom. That's a win so far. Like, that feels good.
I did. I definitely insulted your visual props because it's an audio podcast.
It was the first thing he said to me. I thought we were going to exchange a hug and be like, oh, I'm glad you're on the show before you leave. That's what I had played in my head as I walked up. I saw him. I was like, I'm going to hug him. It's going to go great. This is how my mind works. And I got there, and he goes, he sees my billboards. He goes, it's an audio podcast, Kevin. I was like, okay, well, erection gone. Buzz ruined, but I took a Quaalude, so I'm fine.
This guy fights MMA. Hopefully he will not die.
I got a cortisone shot just to be here tonight.
That's serious.
I have a slight tear in my interior meniscus. This is interesting radio at home. So I had to get a shot just to be able to soldier through. And that was for you guys.
You just wanted.
You're welcome.
Shut up. Stop. Stop. He wanted more drugs for free. That's all that is.
Factually accurate. I did get some pretty good.
Yeah,
Quaaludes.
That's all that is.
As previously mentioned.
I'm going to miss you. Hopefully, I'll see you in Denver.
Yeah.
You got anything to plug? You're leaving.
Verbal Tap Cast. I do an MMA comedy podcast. If you think this is funny and you think that the WWE stuff is only mildly funny, you should tune in with me. We'll talk about some real fighting. See how it feels to connect with someone's face when you swing at it.
Because if mixed martial arts is known for one thing...
Authenticity.
It's their comedic skills. Their lightheartedness. They're just a fun bunch of guys and gals over there.
Yeah, they are. They're lighthearted and they're warrior people. And they're not very good actors, which I will say does make the interviews hard. But tune in to Verbal Tip Guest for these hard interviews.
You've done a great job selling it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kevin Phillips, everybody. I was all right.
Woo!
Two?
I'll do two.
Okay. These are about Hulk Hogan?
These are about Tinder, actually. These are the Tinder.
Are these brand new songs about Tinder you
brand
just
new
wrote?
About Tinder. Exactly. Right now.
I'm going to get off stage so it's all you.
All right. Sounds good.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time, put your hands together for Baby. I hit my head. Baby. Bri-Bri, everybody.
Thank you.
This time it didn't even take a day for me to up and give my heart away on Tinder. And I know it's so stereotypical. I'm so damn predictable. But I swear it wasn't my fault. Wasn't looking for love at all. I would have liked to see you try to say no to those eyes. I would have liked to see you try to say no to those eyes. I used to see love as a guarantee. Thought one of these days you'd come for me. Now I'm not so sure. Not sure how much more of this waiting I can endure. So maybe I jumped the gun. But that day, baby, I would have sworn she was the one. I would have liked try to say no to those eyes. I would have liked to see you try to say no to those eyes.
Thanks. I can either play one more song that I wrote about Tinder or a song that George Jones wrote about Tinder. Which would you rather hear? George Jones? All right, cool. A famous swiper. Thanks to Brandon for having all of us here in this room tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you to Allison. Thank you to Chad Kroger from Creed. Thank you to both of the folks who warmed up today. I'm bad with names. What's your name? Christine! To Christine! And your name? Yeah. Noel?
Norm?
Norm! This song is by George Jones.
Just because I asked a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care.
Yeah, sing along.
Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory of her lingers everywhere, just because I saw her and then went all to pieces, she thinks I still care.
Got a beautiful voice.
But if she's happy thinking I still need her, then let that silly notion bring her cheer. But how could she ever be so foolish? Where would she get such an idea? Just because I asked a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, Just because I'm not the happy guy I used to be. She thinks I still care.
Yeah, can you harmonize with me?
She thinks I still care.
One more time, everybody.
She thinks I still care.
Thank you to you, friend.